Have you noticed the signs of fall all around you? That's a good reminder that it's time to finish up summer home improvement projects. Hi, this is Colleen Moritz at First Bank Hampton. If your pocketbook is running a little short and keeping you from completing your projects, turn to your friends at First Bank Hampton. From a home improvement loan to a home equity line of credit, we have the right loan to match your needs. Stop in and I'd be happy to visit with you. First Bank Hampton is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a featured interview from the Radio On The Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Marcy Rasak. She is a radiology supervisor with Iowa Specialty Hospital in Clarion, also with locations in Belmont and the Hampton Clinic. As we are going to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, is October. So, Marcy, first of all, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Yes, of course.
So let's begin, Marcy. Just kind of give us an idea, some facts on breast cancer.
So the biggest thing is probably in 2021, it's estimated that over 300,000 women will be diagnosed with a new case of breast cancer, and that's just in the U.S. alone. Over 43,000 women will die from breast cancer in the U.S., and I think the biggest thing that people don't realize is that men can get breast cancer as well, and it's estimated that over 500 in the U.S. will die of breast cancer alone just this year.
So talking about breast cancer both in men and women, so what should people be looking for in terms of possibly having breast cancer?
The most common one would be lumps being found by either them or their provider. And the other less common ones would be skin changes, thickening, puckering, rashes, stuff like that. A lot of people don't realize that that could be a sign of breast cancer.
So another thing I want to talk about too today, of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Possibly what are some causes of breast cancer then?
The biggest threat to getting breast cancer is just being a woman. That completely increases your risk a lot more. Genetics play a big factor in it, especially if you have a mom or a sister or a daughter with breast cancer. That greatly increases your risk. And then some less common ones are alcohol use, smoking, and then your menstrual cycle as well. Like when it started, your age of first pregnancy plays a big role in it, and when you go through menopause.
Again, we are talking with Marcy Rasak. She is with Iowa Specialty Hospital in Clarion, a radiology supervisor there at Iowa Specialty Hospital in Clarion. Talking about October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as a lot of information brought our way about breast cancer, of course, affects not only women but men. So, Marcy, next question I have, when should men and women start, you know, getting screened for breast cancer? What age should we be looking at?
Sure. At our facility, we go by the American College of Radiology guidelines, and they say that you should start having a mammo every year starting at age 40 if you are a woman. Men, we don't typically do screening exams on unless they come in with a problem.
So another question I have, if someone is, you know, maybe on the fence of getting screened for it or not, what would you say to them, especially, you know, middle-aged woman, I should say?
Sure. A lot of people I know are scared of mammograms. They don't come with a very good reputation, but it truly is a great exam to have, and it's come a long way in terms of how uncomfortable it is and how fast the exam goes. It really only takes 5 minutes out of your time, and it can save somebody's life.
And obviously, as a radiology supervisor, how easy has the screening become here in the last few years, maybe compared to, you know, 30 years ago, in your opinion?
It's become a lot easier. We have newer technology now that allows us to do the exam faster. We do the 3D technology now, which is a lot better exam, and it gives you a more thorough exam. It can detect cancers a lot smaller and faster.
And I do want to mention, too, some of the causes of breast cancer: increasing age, especially in women, personal history, in their family especially, late menopause. like I said, family history with that, long-term use of combined hormone therapies, alcohol use as well, obesity after menopause, some of the big causes of breast cancer. Again, we are talking with Marcy Rasak, a radiology supervisor there at Iowa Specialty Hospital in Clarion, also locations in Belmont and the Hampton Clinic. And Marcy, we appreciate taking the time today. Thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you, Mitch.
All right, that's Marcy Rasak here on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is also a part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Buying your first home is probably the biggest investment you will make. Finding one that you love yet fits in your budget can be a challenge. Hi, this is Steph McWilliams at First Bank Hampton. That's why we feel it's important to provide you with a team of mortgage experts who work to find you the best options and rate to meet your needs. Stop in and visit with us and experience the ease of financing locally with people you know and trust. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.